This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, thank you.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Sarah, who ruined the meal?
Oh, my amazing husband, who's the worst cook ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, that's fair.
Good at a lot of things, not cooking. Swine flu was horrible, completely knocked me on my ass. And I just told my husband after a couple of days, I just want some top ramen. Can you just make me top ramen? And so he's like, okay, I'll do my best. I'm going to try.
Wait. So, what are you thinking in your head when you say, can you make me top ramen? And the response is, I will do my best.
This is what, a cup of water boiled and
boil water, drop noodles,
drop,
pull noodles
drop
out,
in
right?
the seasoning packet and put the noodles in, right?
Yes. I'm thinking this is the one thing I can ask my husband that you can't mess this up, right? Like, it's so simple, you'd think. No, he eventually brings me a bowl of cold noodles with the seasoning just dumped on top. And I was like, why is it cold? And he said, well, I strained the noodles, thought that didn't look right. So then I just filled the bowl with some cold water.
What?
How is he alive? I mean, how did he make it? And then you are attracted to him. Does he have a magical penis? What's going on?
He does.
All right. I was going to say, man, you're fighting through through the dumb wall for some reason, and it's got to be good.
Top ramen.
Because if you brought me that, I'd be like, dude, I'm sorry, man. Listen, I just need to take a walk and think about things.
Has he tried to make anything else?
He has now mastered oven pizza. And,
what do you mean oven pizza?
Spaghetti.
Like putting a frozen pizza in the oven?
Yes.
This is the man who messed up top ramen. Let's go baby steps.
Did his mom hold his hand through life? Did his mom hold his hand through life?
Yes.
Okay, that explains some of it. So he basically
no, it doesn't.
He never
not
did,
top ramen.
He never did anything to feed himself until he left that home.
No. When I met him at college, I would go visit him at Georgia. He had no food in his apartment, like an apartment. We're not talking dorm. And I was like, what do you eat? And he's like, I just go eat at the cafeteria every day.
All right,
and all he had was protein powder and Coke.
Oh, so Coca-Cola. All right.
So basically,
you got a big, meaty Georgia dude who's buff but doesn't know how to do anything else.
Exactly.
I think it might be sacrilegious in Georgia to not know how to cook. When you get to the South, man, if you don't know how to cook, man, you're almost worthless.
I think you're fine not to know how to cook, but you better be married to someone who does.
Something.
He's from New Jersey, in case that helps.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, New Jersey has great food, too.
I don't know. Yeah. Can his mom cook?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
Is he Italian?
No, he's not.
Okay. Every Italian I know can cook.
Sure.
All right.
I wish he was Italian.
Still has a magical penis. Take what you can get.
Yeah, man. Whatever.
Jeez, a whiz.
How do you mess up top ramen?
Just the idea of not being able to read instructions and being able to pull it off is what I even if I have not made something before, I will look at the recipe, read the instructions. I might not nail it, but I'm not going to absolutely, completely, I don't know, make it to the point where it's not edible.
And again, this
is the deconstructing it or whatever.
Ramen. How many instructions are on top ramen?
Boil a cup of water. Put the noodle packet.
Boil the noodles, right? Then add the seasoning packet.
You can do either one, but you definitely want to boil the seasoning packet because it's dry spice and you're making a soup.
Yeah, boil the water. You put the noodles in for 3 minutes, and then you add the seasoning.
I mean, okay. Those are literally the instructions.
Right. Yeah, you've made top ramen.
It's like there's instructions on a box of Pop-Tarts, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, who is this for? Put them in the toaster. Mm-hmm. Turn the toaster on.
Who ruined the meal? How did they ruin it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Erica. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my best friend, she went to make us tuna fish sandwiches. Okay. Super easy, right?
Yep.
I'm like, what is wrong with this flippin' sandwich? She didn't drain the water.
Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
She didn't drain the water. Added the mayo to it and made a sandwich.
How? Yeah. I mean, could it even stay on the bread or was it just slopping out?
It was just kind of mushy, you know. Yeah. I was like, how do you ruin that?
Did you ask her if this is how she always did it?
Yeah, hey, what's wrong with this sandwich? How'd you make it? Oh, and she explained it. I was like, oh, yeah, you need to drain that. I don't know how she's gone all her life without knowing that, but yeah.
Okay. My God. She should marry the guy who made the top ramen.
I'd almost rather have the water and the undrained tuna than you cooking the tuna and me tasting the metal from the can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, tuna casserole out of a can, there's a very distinct metallic flavor. That, you know, and then there's the
peas. Yeah, it's been sitting in a can.
And it's just...
And now you're heating it up.
It's that is maybe the worst meal that my mom made growing up. I mean, you could smell the smell of the can when you walked into the home because the casserole was in the oven.
Right.
I'm just like, God, that was absolutely awful. I'd rather...
Tuna and aluminum wafting through the house.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Two great
tuna
smells.
Casserole was kind of a big one at least one day a week in my house, too.
I'm happy to say that is not one of the things my mother made.
Yeah.
Right, because my mom would just make, like, remember the bag of, like, egg noodles or whatever?
Yeah.
Sure, I like that.
Right, it was like those, the can of tuna, I think a can of cream of mushroom.
Something, yeah.
And she would just cook it. But, yeah, I was never a big fan.
I can hear in your voice it's not bringing back good memories.
Like, yeah, oh, I'm no, just mom. Like, oh. I mean, I
did
honestly...
Did she like it?
But she absolutely loved it. Oh, and you got to keep in mind, my mom always worked a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
So she's just trying to cook something quick.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure we did it for years. And then I guess either me and my sister, at some point, we would eat so little of it. She just finally was like, I'm not going
to get it.
Right? Like, I'm not going to make it anymore. Screw it.
Yeah, my mother used to make a tomato pie, which now is more like a frittata kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when she used to make it back in the day, just picture cherry pie with the crust on top, crust on bottom, and in lieu of cherries and the juice.
You're talking like a pie crust or like a traditional pie crust?
I'm talking like whatever Crisco sold, pie crust.
Okay.
And then there's a pie crust on top, and in between these crusts is just like stewed tomatoes and nothing else.
No seasoning.
No, and she loved it, you know, and I get it, but that also became family dinner, and that was the deal where my mother, well, both of my parents, you cannot leave the table until you finish this meal. And without any argument, no drama, I would sit there until bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would act, because you're going to be hungry. And I'm like, listen, man, I'd rather be hungry than eat this. And she would make it like once or twice a week.
Mm.
And I'm just like, why do you keep making this when, like, my father, I think, just forced it down because he stuck being married to her. My brother has the same appetite as her, so he would devour it. But I'm like, man.
Okay.
Because my dad would tell, on certain occasions, not necessarily the tomato pie, but we'd eat certain things, and I'm staring at it. And I'm like 10 years old. And he would have a fork full up in his mouth and be like, Steven, I don't like it either.
No, he didn't.
But,
no,
oh,
he
yeah. Didn't. Oh, he would openly say that. Like, I don't like this either, but just eat it anyway. And I'm like, man, that's all you, brother. I'm not doing this.
I respect that. That's a dad move.
Yeah,
though.
He was straight up about it.
Like, look, I don't like it either, but you got to eat it, dude.
Yeah.
So why in our adult lives do we not make food that just sucks that we don't want to eat and make that because of our kids?
Because it seems mean.
It does.
And unnecessary.
Like, is that because that happened to us?
Yes. Probably. I never want my kids.
I'm sure there's stuff you cook that your daughters didn't like.
But not that they
hate. I would always ask them what they wanted me to make, and then I'd make what they wanted. Because I just wanted them to eat.
Yeah, you just want them to eat.
I just want them to eat. So, like, I was never, like, trying to force lima beans on them or something that was just, like, mixed vegetables.
My mother made me eat a lima bean. I saw them on the plate. I had never had them before, and something about them just told me, you're not going to like me. My mother, and so the whole family's getting on me at this point. Like, just try one. And I popped one in my mouth. I chewed it. I swallowed it. And, man, it was like a ricochet puke, just bleh, all over the plate. And I'm like, I told you, man. Mm-hmm. I told you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com